5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, August 25th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert, reminding you to subscribe to our channel at Rumble. Rumble is like YouTube, except the kind of YouTube that doesn't tell you what you can and cannot say. You subscribe to our channel at Rumble, rumble.com/SkywatchTV, or better yet, just subscribe to our newsletter at our website, skywatchtv.com, so you get updates every time we post news there, or download our free mobile app, which gets you all the news and all of our videos and a schedule of our upcoming events, and big tech stays out of the way. We'll tell you how to add the free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet before the end of this program. Topic number 5 today, Afghanistan. Fingers continue to point inside the Beltway as everybody is looking for, well, the last man standing. It's sort of like that game you play, musical chairs, where the last one who doesn't get a seat winds up getting tossed out. We're waiting to see who that last man standing is. The U.S. military saying it's not our fault. We asked for a bigger role in the evacuations. The intelligence community saying it's not our fault. We did warn them that this wasn't going to happen the way they said it was going to happen. But it appears now that some of this CYA finger-pointing is actually true. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken admitted that he read an internal cable from about 24 diplomats in Afghanistan warning of a potential takeover, swift takeover by the Taliban. As U.S. troops began pulling out in mid-July, these diplomats sent the confidential cable signed on July 13th through what's called a descent channel. This is when you want to kick something up the chain that needs immediate attention because you're afraid the administration's making a bad mistake. But even after he read the cable, Blinken continued telling the public that all was well and that the swift takeover of Afghanistan before the withdrawal of U.S. troops and NATO troops was a far-fetched idea. But in fact, that's exactly what's happened. But fingers appear to be pointing increasingly at National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who's presiding over his second national security disaster. He was the National Security Advisor for Hillary Clinton during the disaster in Benghazi on September 11th of 2012. Well, Sullivan is catching more heat with each passing day. On Sunday, the New York Times ran an article reporting that a number of Democratic lawmakers in Washington are debating whether they should ask President Biden to ask Sullivan to resign, thinking that it might allow Biden to sort of reset the narrative. Like, okay, we figured out the problem. He's it. The music has stopped. He's not in a chair, so he's out. That's essentially what it would be. Former Obama administration official Brent Bruen, who's got some experience in national security, said, quote, Sullivan has never worked overseas at an embassy or on a military base, so he lives in this beltway bubble where things sound smart, but when it comes time to implementing them, there are a whole lot of challenges he has failed to account for, end quote. Which begs the question, why is he advising anyone on national security without any overseas experience? Well, there is blame to share because it appears that Secretary of State Blinken killed a special evacuation unit that was formed by his predecessor, Mike Pompeo. The Crisis and Contingency Response Unit, authorized by then-Secretary of State Pompeo on September 21st, 2020, the 8-year anniversary of the disaster in Benghazi. The intention of this unit, the purpose of this unit, was to prevent another disaster like what happened in Benghazi when Islamic terrorists stormed a facility there, killing 3 security personnel and Ambassador Christopher Stevens before U.S. forces could arrive on the scene. So we'll see who's still standing and not in a chair when the music stops. As the evacuation continues, the question now is what next? Northern Virginia has become the hub of U.S.-Afghan evacuation efforts. Dulles International Airport receiving thousands of evacuees over the past few days. It's estimated that more than 16,000 Afghans were flown out of Kabul in the 24 hours between Sunday and Monday. They're disembarking at Dulles and being sheltered at a nearby community college, Northern Virginia Community College, their Annandale campus. But the question is now, what happens next? Where do they go? Where do they live? What do they do? How do they eat? Who feeds them, cares for them? These are questions I haven't seen answers for yet. And, oh, by the way, while this is going on, the Taliban is threatening that if the evacuation takes longer than August 31st, if it extends past August 31st, there will be consequences. And while this is going on, Russia's ambassador to Tehran, Iran, said today that Russia, Iran, and China will hold joint maritime naval military exercises in the Persian Gulf later this year or early in 2022. Topic number 4, another $3.5 trillion. Democratic-led House on Tuesday authorized $3.5 trillion worth of spending in a party-line vote. The national debt climbs to a record $29 trillion. Remember, that number's calculated using methods that would get most professional accountants thrown in jail. The final vote was 220 to 212. Of the members voting, 96 submitted proxy letters that allowed them to cast their votes remotely under a system the House adopted during the early days of the pandemic. Using budget reconciliation, Democrats were able to bypass the filibuster in the Senate and push through the $3.5 trillion in spending without votes from any Republicans in the evenly divided Senate. Democrats adopted the same strategy to pass the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan Act, the second largest stimulus bill in American history. This new resolution authorizes $3.5 trillion in spending on new progressive programs like universal pre-K education, tuition-free community college. Understand what that means. That means four more years of government education for the kids coming up. And we've seen what they're doing with this now. Refer back to yesterday and the lawsuit by the teachers in Springfield on critical race theory, having to teach their children to identify themselves on the oppression matrix. Medicaid expansion, legal status for certain categories of illegal immigrants, and other provisions, again, pushed through reconciliation. The debt we are piling up. Topic number three, the culture of death. Even more disturbing, LifeNews.com reports that euthanasia advocates are now proposing a new way to end the lives of patients suffering from dementia. This is something that hits close to home for many of us. Their article, entitled Ending One's Life in Advance, was published in a respected bioethics journal, the Hastings Center Report. They call this an Advanced Directive Implant, or ADI, a programmable computer chip that would be implanted into a patient in the early stages of dementia. The ADI program to dispense a lethal dose of medication upon detection of a predetermined level of advancement of dementia. When triggered, the implant would cause the immediate death of the patient. The authors say the device would, and I quote, avoid burdening others with overwhelming care and morally painful choices, end quote. Notice that the goal here of this new proposal is to relieve the burden on caregivers. This is morally reprehensible. Disgusting, frankly. Now, thankfully, as the authors admit, this technology does not yet exist, but it's coming. They believe it's on the horizon. And yes, dementia is a long, cruel goodbye. Requires an epic sacrifice on the surrounding family. But loving and caring for them until the very end is an honorable burden and one worth doing. Topic number two today. Meanwhile, in China, they're actually protecting life. Now, three children in China. Okay, China on Friday passed a new law which allows each couple to have three children and stipulates supportive policies for childbearing. China has officially moved from a policy of restricting births to encouraging births. You see, China can read demographics as well. And demographers are showing that the world's population, contrary to what we've been taught, will actually peak in the middle of this century and begin to decline. China also recognizes that the future belongs to those who care enough to show up for it. And while we here in the West see our birth rates decline below replacement levels, the Chinese are now offering incentives to have more children. They're playing a long game, and should the Lord tarry, the Chinese plan to be here as the dominant world power in the decades and centuries ahead. Coming up, the mystery of Dracula's grave. That's next on 5 and 10.
Call now and take advantage of SkyWatch TV's biggest giveaway of the summer. The Zeitgeist Summer Exclusive includes Dr. Thomas Horn's eye-opening new book, Zeitgeist 2025, Countdown to the Secret Destiny of America, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, and The Return of Old Saturn's Reign, along with a never-before-released six-part Zeitgeist 2025 companion DVD, the shocking full-length documentary, The Secret Destiny of America on DVD, the full-length movie, Belly of the Beast, the ancient mystery that holds the secret of Antichrist's resurrection and return, and the entire 6-disc Rise 2021 Defender Virtual Conference box set on DVD, a $245 value. Now available for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. In the new book, Zeitgeist 2025, you will learn hidden secrets and forgotten prophecies surrounding the year 2025, how the current U.S. government is tied to America's occult destiny, lost prophecies from Qumran forecasting 2025 as the final age of man, how America's capital city is laid out to actuate arrival of Antichrist, and why historians and intelligence agencies foresee a totalitarian world government by 2025. You'll also receive the Zeitgeist Companion DVD. This 6-part eye-opening expose on DVD reveals the malevolent Orwellian Trinity converging around the world, seeking to homogenize the freedom to speak and think in order to create nations of assimilated devotees who will embrace Antichrist. And we're just getting started. This must-have collection also includes the breathtaking 2-hour documentary, The Secret Destiny of America on DVD, featuring Dr. Thomas Horn as he reveals who the God on America's Great Seal and U.S. $1 bill really is, why 72 pentagrams in the Capitol Dome are used to control the ancient cosmocrators who rule the nations, the coming incarnation of Antichrist, and much, much more. But that's not all. For a very limited time, you'll also receive the complete Rise 2021 Defender Virtual Conference box set on DVD. This 6-disc collection is jam-packed with over 26 hours of mind-boggling revelations from world-renowned Bible teachers, archaeologists, and ancient language scholars on the prophetic events unfolding all around the world right now. Featuring unforgettable presentations from Dr. Thomas Horn, Dr. Judd Burton, Bishop Ron Webb, Dr. Aaron Judkins, Pastor Mark Biltz, Colonel David Giamona, Dr. Ken Johnson, and so many more. Plus, for the first time ever, free, the full-length movie Belly of the Beast, the ancient mystery that holds the secret of Antichrist's resurrection and return, on DVD, absolutely free. Sold separately, these items hold a shocking retail value of over $245. Yours now for a donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. So don't miss SkyWatch TV's biggest giveaway of the summer, the Zeitgeist Summer Exclusive, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, we know where Dracula's grave isn't. This beautiful church behind me was founded 900 years ago, set next to the very famous Whitby Abbey. The church, very popular with Dracula fans around the world. It's St. Mary's Church in North Yorkshire, mentioned in Bram Stoker's novel, written in 1897. Now, parts of Stoker's novel, Dracula, set in Whitby after Count Dracula's ship ends up there when the ship he's traveling on gets itself into a bit of bother near the seaside town. You remember the story? Maybe you remember the 1933 movie where the only one alive on the ship was Renfield, along with thousands and thousands of rats. Anyway, thousands of tourists show up in Whitby each year to visit the church, and many attend the annual Whitby Goth Festival, walking among the gravestones at the church. Again, a beautiful setting, but the staff at the church are finding that the tourists are kind of interfering with their normal workday load, and so they're tired of answering questions for which the answers should be self-evident, Count Dracula being a fictional character and all. And so they've posted a notice, sort of a one-line FAQ for curious tourists. Please do not ask staff where Dracula's grave is, as there isn't one. Thank you. So at least we've answered that mystery. We are in the middle of a supernatural war, and it is a war for our very souls. The Warriors Conference, coming up in San Diego, will take this battle to Southern California, and we pray that you will join us there. Sharon and I, honored to be a part of this group, alongside L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Paul Begley, David Hevener, some actual warriors, Colonel David Giamona, the highest-ranking, well, spiritual leader, pastor, inside the U.S. Army before he retired, retired U.S. Marine Corps Sergeant Jamie Walden, Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show, John and Chelsea Jubilee, Lisa Haven, Justice Knight, Joni Stahl, and live worship music from Lori and Jacob Bango, Justin Gambino, and more. Don't miss it. Oh, Troy Anderson, too. I should mention him. He and Colonel Giamona co-authored The Military Guide to Armageddon. We'll be there September 16th through 19th at the Legacy Hotel in San Diego, a Christian-owned hotel and spa, and we pray you'll join us there. We can save you money if you decide to come along. Use promo code Gilbert20, Gilbert20, when you check out at hearthewatchman.com. That saves you $20 on tickets. Or if you can't make it to San Diego, take advantage of the video presentations. You can see us on video by using promo code Gilbert10, Gilbert10, and that will save you 10% on the video stream. More information and registration online at hearthewatchmen.com. Join us in Israel next spring. The Skywatch TV Wars of the Gods Tour of Israel, Search for the Travelers. We will be in the Holy Land March 20th through April 4th of 2022 with an optional 3-day extension to Jordan. We will travel from Dan to Beersheba. I mean, literally, we'll be at Dan. Don't know if we'll see Beersheba, but we'll be down in the Negev. So north to south, and we'll see all of the important sites in between, like Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River, Nazareth. Nazareth Village, a working 1st century AD village. Unbelievable, just seeing for yourself in the heart of a modern city what first century life was like in the time of Jesus and the apostles. But we will also see Capernaum. We'll see the house of Simon Peter. Italian archaeologists have found it, and worship on the Sea of Galilee. Just amazing. Plus, the archaeological sites like Gilgal, Rephaim, and the Serpent Mound of Bashan, Joshua's Altar, and thanks to our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, who'll be joining us, the actual historic locations of the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus. These sites are not on the tours. Join us. Find out more. You'll get an idea of the costs and a sample itinerary online at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week, we continue our discussion based on Tom Horn's new book, Zeitgeist 2025. Mind-blowing stuff here in here with contributions from, well, our colleagues will be joining us in Israel, Allie Henson and Donna Howell, Josh Peck, Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, Sharon, and myself, all contributing to this book, and just some mind-blowing stuff as we get to the year 2025, the significance of it in the mind of the Essenes. And this week's discussion focusing on the stuff that Sharon and I contributed, which is revolves around the pagan prophecies of the return of a god from the netherworld, old Saturn. What does it mean when Saturn returns to start a new golden age with a new breed of men sent down from heaven? It's not going to happen, but you got to know what the other side thinks in order to have a response. Well, that's the focus of this week's program. It goes by really quick, and it is mind-boggling stuff. You'll see the broadcast schedule for the over-the-air program at skywatchtv.com/channels, but it will broadcast for you. We'll broadcast for you right now, just if you add the Skywatch TV channel to Roku or Apple TV. Download the app to your set-top box. It's absolutely free. We've got instructions on how to do that at the website, and here's a pro tip. We release the following week's broadcast show to Roku and Apple TV on Thursday, 3 days early, so you get a preview before the rest of the world sees it. And we also do the same with our free mobile app. The Skywatch TV mobile app gets you all of our video content, not just the broadcast show, but like Roku and Apple TV, also shows you Unraveling Revelation, Sci Friday, and the forthcoming show, The Bible's Greatest Mysteries, plus a couple of other forthcoming programs that I can't tell you about yet. We've got 3 new shows in the works here at Skywatch TV, all of them soon to be on Roku, Apple TV, or the free mobile app. And of course, the mobile app has the added bonus of news, free excerpts from our forthcoming books like Zeitgeist 2025. Tom Horn just posted part 18 from the book, and a calendar of our upcoming events, all of it right to your device, whether it's iOS, Android, Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. Look at the website, skywatchtv.com, top menu bar, click that link, bypass the gatekeepers of big tech, and bring us right into your device. And it costs you not a dime. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.